Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carricker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carricker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carricker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carricker.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into another edition of the Adam Carricker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. A Friday edition. Lots of stuff to talk about. Lots of stuff to get into, as always. All right, the hour one of the Adam Carricker Show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. That's Hamilton, T-E-L.com. How old's your kid again? Remind me.
He's 4 years old.
You gotta bear with me. My kid's at the age of four is a blur at this point after you've had six of them.
Yeah.
It's like, they were four? What? So I don't remember. I know they start usually talking. I think it's around the age of two or something like that. Like, can you have like a mini conversation with them?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. He's expanding his vocab every day.
So my kids will come home from school. You ask them, you know, what they did at school. This particular clip we're going to play of Steve Carell was when I asked my kid what the coach said at the end of the game. So you can look at it that way. Or you can just look at it as trying to talk to your teenager and get anything out of them that makes any sort of sense. And this is what I usually hear, or what I usually get from my wonderful teenagers and kids in general. But go ahead, roll that clip.
That I somethinged something in somebody something, and if discovered, then someone will get somethinged. I may have said too much.
I may have said too much. You said absolutely nothing, and you may have said too much. If you can relate to that, if you've got kids or just someone you know in general, and you can relate to that type of answer, let us know on the text line. What's the text line number there, Jake?
402-464-5685.
You probably get more than that out of your four-year-old, don't you?
Not much more. I don't know what it is. I thought that like it would be later on where you ask a kid about what goes on to school. He's been at school for like a week. Every time I ask him, he's there for hours, and I just he won't tell me what he does there. I can't get anything out of him.
I'll never forget my oldest came home. It wasn't their first year of school, but it was like around third or fourth grade. How was school? Good. What'd you do? Nothing. Did you learn anything? Yes. What'd you learn? Stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the exact conversation, because we would have it every day after school. I'm stubborn as all get out. And I'm like, I'm just going to keep asking. One day I'm going to get more out of them. I don't know that I ever have. And they're in high school now. I'm just like, I'm afraid I've said too much. And it's like they don't want to give you the information. My dad has a joke, because I was, in all fairness, I was pretty much the same way. My dad had a rule. I had to give him more than one word answers. So that tells you how much I would give him. So now when he's talking, especially to my teenagers, he'll ask him a question. And they'll respond with like a one-word answer. He'll go, or the better. It's even better if they respond with like three words. How was your day? it was good. He'll be like, oh, that was more than one word. That was three. You know, like almost a celebration. Like instead of saying good, they said it was good. All right. Anything off the text line, Jake? And can anybody relate out there?
I'm sure everybody can. Nothing on the text line yet. Right. But
okay. Loaded show. What does Nebraska need to do versus Houston Christian? I think most people expect us to win. Most people expect it to be a blowout. But what do we need to do? Because after the Cincinnati game, I wasn't uber panicked. But I was like, we do need to get better. We have 3 weeks to get better, and we can't waste a week. We can't waste a day with an opportunity to get better. So Saturday is another opportunity to get better. Nebraska, did they start? Let me ask you this. Did they start to develop like un poquito of a killer instinct a little bit? Just like the beginnings of a killer instinct. Like when you're a kid and you start to draw. You're all over the lines, but you're starting to color, I mean. And then eventually, like a year later, you can actually color within the lines. Like you've got to start somewhere. Do you think they started the developings of a killer instinct just a little bit with the way they played in the second half?
I mean, I think you could say that. Again, it's all about kind of, you know, perspective. And like you said, maybe the beginning stages of it. But, you know, first, like you said, against Cincinnati, you make the play. You know, you can say maybe Malcolm Hartsock has the killer instinct, others don't. But, it you know, it's a team-wide game, and you finally make that play. But to your kind of point, too, and to what this weekend provides and what last weekend provides, your opportunity to build that, you know, build the depth, build the, you know, the foundation of your team. So, I think in ways, I think you could say that, and I think that there's plenty of ways that second half could have gone on. More often than not, it's a 14-3 score or whatever. You run the ball, run the clock out, and get out of there. But to use that to develop, to use that to maybe gain confidence throughout, I think you could say there's a little bit of a killer instinct starting to populate within the team.
My point is there are things that need to happen tomorrow because you can't take a step backwards. Nebraska won the first game. Nebraska won the second game. Nebraska needs full 3 weeks, 2 games and 3 weeks of practice. We got 1 game and then 1 week of practice before them boys in yellow and blue. Was it maize and blue? Is that what they say?
That's right.
I like yellow. I don't know why. I don't like yellow. I just like saying yellow. Maybe it's to irk the boys that are coming in soon. The maize and blue are coming in here. And we can't waste a game. We can't waste a week. We can't waste a day. So what does Nebraska need to accomplish? With all due respect to Houston Christian, I'm going to take the win for granted. And if we can't, we got bigger issues. I'm pretty sure I'm safe in saying we should expect to beat Houston Christian. But what do we need to do? What do we need to accomplish beyond that? Because we can't go backwards from last week. We can't waste a day of getting better because that is something we need to do. You know, I saw a thing yesterday. I about fell over. We are tied for the 12th best odds in the country to make the college football playoff. Did you see that?
I haven't seen that yet.
Is there anything off the text line you can fill about 10 seconds with while I look this up?
It's just crazy. We do have a few responses here from our initial conversation. 1972 says, I get 3 words from any questions I have to my children. Good, nothing, or fine.
It's like an A, B, or C multiple choice.
You said, my 12-year-old grandson told me after his first week what he learned was a fiestada was a Mexican pizza.
Wow. That's a lot of info.
That is a lot of good
That's
info.
That's actually impressive.
And then as far as the football stuff, we got a few things. 0739 says, no injuries this weekend and also give backups good playing time is what he expects. Anthony says, keep the special team momentum going. That's what they're looking for this weekend.
All valid points. All valid points. By the way, I was wrong. We're tied for 13th. Oh. The 13th best odds. We are tied with Utah. So Ohio State, 82.1% chance of making the playoff. Then you got Oregon, Texas, Georgia. USC is at 60%.
It's scoring a lot of points.
Ole Miss, Penn State, Tennessee, Alabama, USF. There's your G5 because I was like, okay, if we're tied for 13th, there's really a G5 team that would be ahead of us even if their percentage odds of getting into the playoff aren't as great. No. There's USF at 35%. Miami, Auburn, and then Nebraska and Utah are tied at 27.6% chance of making the playoff.
I wonder how much of that has to do with Michigan losing to Oklahoma and maybe the mind shift change from Michigan's going to win that game. Mm. I know you called it Nebraska, but if you stand back from a national spotlight, that you might say, okay, here's two games that Nebraska's not favored in, Penn State and Michigan, and now that Michigan game more up in the air.
That's a fair point. That is a fair point. I wonder. Now, to be clear, I put zero stock into that. We go out and we lose versus Michigan, and we're going to plummet to about the 100th best odds in the country. So I put zero stock into it. I was just like, whoa, really? Because I was like, I saw the graphic. The teams with the best chance to make the college football playoff. Okay. There's like 50 teams in this graphic. We're in the top 50. Where are we at? And I was like, wait, we're not on the right side, where it's like 35 through 50. We're not in the middle. Are we just not on this list at all? And then I saw us tied for 13th, and I was like, holy Moses Malone. Wait, I'm waving to some fans here. How's it going?
That's right.
Throw the bones. Throw the bones at me. There we go. They're throwing the bones. And I was like, holy Moses Malone. We are tied for 13th in the country. Doesn't mean anything. We go out and beat Michigan, there's a lot more validity put into that. We go out and we lose to Michigan, it's not that the season's over. I'm going to shock you when I tell you the Michigan game is huge, but then we'll go on to play Michigan State. We'll have another game after.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
To that, like, it's the whole season does not hinge on the Michigan game, even though it feels like it does, and it is absolutely the most important game of the season so far. Although had we lost to Cincinnati, we would view that a little bit differently. But I really think we need to continue to show improvement in the areas that we haven't been the strongest in so far this year. Matt Rhule made it clear in his halftime speech. And he even said something in one of his press conferences this week, getting after the quarterback. He said, if they ain't getting after the quarterback in his halftime speech, I want a whole group of new rushers in. That's clearly at the top of his list. We still have yet to prevent a team from getting 100 yards rushing. The opposing running back from not averaging 5 yards per carry. Cincinnati and Akron both did that. So there are things we need to improve on. I would love to see us not allow 100 yards rushing. Houston Christian wants to run the ball. Probably not even as talented as Akron. And Akron didn't come in here, you know, overly impressing anybody with the eye test, so to speak. I hate the word eye test, which is why I hesitated so much, but I couldn't think of anything else to say. But they're going to try to run the ball. Can we hold them under 100 yards rushing? Dare I say even under 89, because that's what Wyoming held Akron to, and it still irks me that we gave up more rushing yards to Akron than Wyoming. Can we get like 3-4 sacks? Or have a much higher consistent pressure rate? Because like I mentioned, I forget which day it was, Monday, Tuesday, might have been yesterday. Like if the opponent throws 40 times in a game and you get 4 sacks, that's a lot of sacks. It's also a terrible pressure rate if you're not getting in. Like there's ways of knocking the quarterback down, hand in the face, batted balls. Like your pressure rate needs to be exponentially higher. So sometimes sack totals can tell the story and sometimes not always. Pressures, hits, knockdowns, batted balls, and sacks. That's the whole story. That all needs to increase. That pressure rate needs to increase. The average yards per carry we're giving up to starting running backs and to teams as a whole. It was still over 3 yards
versus Akron to the team as a whole, a team that didn't even get 90 yards rushing versus Wyoming. Offensively, I want to see us punch it in the red zone. It is nice to know that if we don't make it, like if we don't get it in the end zone, we can make the field goal this year.
Like that's huge.
Dude.
Absolutely.
Speak on that for a second, because I don't think that's been talked about enough.
Yeah, as usual, field goal kickers get overlooked. But I mean, when you're an offensive coordinator, you're thinking about getting into field goal range. I mean, that's what made guys like Alex Henry or somebody so special. You get close to past your half of the field, you could get some points out of this drive. And then on the opposite end of that, when you can't even trust, you know, your field goal unit to go in there and you know, kick it from the 10-yard line. I mean, it puts more pressure on every call that you make first through fourth down, through third down and leading up to fourth down. And you have to take chances that might not other take, or you go out there and just say, well, let's see if we get 3 points out of it. And that's what it was last year. Every year it was like holding your breath. If you're a Nebraska fan, like, is this where something goes terribly wrong? And half the time it did, so it kind of played out like that. I mean, that is, I can't remember, man, I was watching another game. I can't remember which team it was, but they had a similar problem and it just changes the whole dynamic of the game.
It really does. So the fact that we know we can get 3 points, that's a huge, huge upgrade from recent years. But we've also had 10 possessions. I'm sorry, not 10 possessions. We've also had 3 possessions inside the opponent's 10-yard line, 5-yard line, excuse me, in the 1-yard line in 2 games where we got a total of 3 points. And I talked about that earlier this week. You can't have that. Yeah, I got no problem. You'll go for it on fourth down. That's awesome. I love the mentality. You know, I really don't have an issue with Emmett diving for the end zone. You know, there's a little bit more ball security on that one particular fumble, but it's an aggressive attempt at a play. I got no problem with that. Just 2 hands when you dive, not one. Something like that. We got to be more efficient in the red zone. And I want to see either somebody else back there returning kickoffs or whoever is back there getting more return yards when they do it. One or the other. Whatever that is. So to me, those are the things I want to see improvement in. I don't want to see any lag in anything that we've been doing well. No letdown. Because my single biggest thing that I believe we need to do this weekend, all right, is we need to continue to develop a killer instinct. Because if we go out and we're up 33-0 at halftime and the final score is 39-0, there was a letdown. If we go out in the first half, with all due respect to Houston Christian, we're up 10-0 at halftime. There was a letdown. I'm not saying we have to win 68-0, 69-0, 81-0. I'm not saying anything like that. I said 56-7 was my score prediction. And if that's the final score, I would take that. Again, Houston Christian is going to run the ball more. We'll have less possessions. We probably won't have as much opportunities to score. Clock will go a little bit faster. It's only going to be about 1,000,000 degrees on Saturday. So that's okay. But I want to see a first half that picks up where the second half of Akron left off and a second half of Houston Christian that picks up where the first half left off, because that will show me, beyond just the things that we've been talking about that we need to improve on, that will show me the mental side of the game is starting to kick in. The killer instinct is starting to kick in. We will, at that point, if that happens, we will have beaten 2 teams soundly and more soundly than we've beaten anybody in over a decade, 2 weeks in a row, despite the opposition. We will have found a way to win a game, despite how we got to that win. We will have found a way to win a game in the same exact style and type of game that we normally find a way to lose a game. And those things matter as you head into Michigan and you head into Big Ten play and a much improved Michigan State team. By the way, Michigan State had the offensive player of the week and the defensive player of the week in the Big Ten. Michigan State's better. And, Jake, their quarterback, can run. Just saying. Mm. So to me, yes, red zone offense, kick returns on special teams. Let's not kick the ball out of bounds on kickoffs. Stopping the run consistently, getting after the quarterback, a higher pressure rate consistently. Sacks will follow. All of that. But I want to see a first half that picks up where the second half versus Akron left off and a second half versus Houston Christian that picks up where the first half left off. And that will show me maybe the most important thing we need to continue to develop, which is a killer instinct. We found a way to win a close game. Then we beat a team the way we should. And it's weird to say, but Akron and Houston Christian could actually be really, really good for Nebraska, being healthy, being fresh, having momentum, and develop some things that we need to develop, including the mental side of the game. Those are my biggest things that I think Nebraska needs to do on Saturday. What say you? What say the text line?
Yeah, I mean, I'm specifically circling that you know, the kickoff out of bounds, which we've seen each time because the special teams has been fantastic other than that. And that's, you know, about thinking that you can get placement, get, you know, hold them down as much as you can. At some point, if that keeps happening, you just kick it straight out of the end zone. And, you know, they've got three guys with legs that can kick 50 yarders. I'm sure they could find one of them that can kick it out of the end zone. So I'm interested to see if they do that. Remember 2009 game when Texas, the 1 second left, that was like the one time Addie Kanalik kicked it out of bounds. You know, that can cost you is what I'm trying to say.
About that.
Yeah. So it's all, you know, that's the biggest thing. Here's one, well, not the biggest thing, but you know, a small detail I'm looking for. Somebody asked this and I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Nick and McCook, would you rather see a shutout on Saturday or score 60 if you had to pick just one? I say the shutout is always more impressive.
Well, if we score 60, how many points do they get? If we get a shutout, how many points do we score? I need more context. Like, is it 14 to nothing? Is it 42 to nothing if we shut them out? If we score 60, did they score 20? Did they score, I was going to say five. That's a weird score. Did they score seven? Did they score 21? I want to answer the question. I need a little bit more context, though. Give me more context. Let me know when that context comes in, and I will happily answer that question. As a defensive guy, my initial reaction was shutout, to be honest with you. But actually, it may be the offense, because I don't expect us to give. I mean, if we gave up double digits in points, I'd be flabbergasted. So if we gave up 10 points, 0 to 10 points isn't a huge gap, as much as I would be like, oh, okay, what's this, you know? But if we go from scoring 68 to all of a sudden now we're at 38 offensive, that's a bigger gap. And that speaks to, I don't want to say a lack of a killer instinct, but not continuing to develop the killer instinct. So even though my initial reaction without more context was the shutout, because I'm a defensive guy, in reality, the bigger separation would be if we were to score a lot less points on offense. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Just for me, for all the comparisons to Indiana in the offseason, I remember they were blitzing people in the non-con. It'd be nice to put up another 60.
It would be nice. I think that's what I'll go with. If he sends in context, let me know. But I think that's what I'll go with without a little bit more info or context. This list came out. We got major big-time college football picks, by the way, as the show goes on as well. Let's see what else we've got. Some updates from around the league in the Big Ten, which is how I knew about Michigan State having the offensive defensive player of the week. A list of the top 25 greatest Nebraska football players just dropped yesterday. So we could go through that. What do you want to do next when we come back from break? We got a whole lot of options here.
That all sounds pretty fun. Let's go through that list. I'm kind of interested in that.
All right, let's do the list. When we come back, we'll do the list.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. See.